We're here with Apollo, Paul, and Mark from Restless Spirit at Portal Louisville. If you're not here, you're fucking missing out. Guys, thank you for taking a minute and hanging out with me before the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So far, how's the tour going for you?
Good.
It's like,
good.
Yeah, no, it's really good. All the shows have been fun. A lot of people coming out. Sometimes when you're playing places that you don't often go to, you don't know what to expect. Like even, I think we started in
Chattanooga.
We never played there. So it was cool that like a bunch of people came out still and, you know, but yeah, it was really good.
North Carolina was really good.
Too. North Carolina was good.
Hell yeah.
Snug Harbor. Charlotte.
Snug Harbor. Really
hell yeah. Well, that's fucking great. I love hearing that. I like seeing good bands get turnout, get some people to, so they can keep fucking going. Cause it's tough. You know, it's tough when you get out there and there's no one out there.
I mean, we've done that for so long. I don't think that's really going to stop at this point, but
that's fair.
It's nice when people do come out.
Yeah. So how did you guys react when COVID hit?
I took some time to write a new album, and for anyone listening to this, also my voice is just shot, so sorry about that. But I just took some time to write a new album. I honestly kind of liked it, the freedom it gave to sort of just take a step back and realize like everything has been shut down. There's no pressure, there's no rat race. I remember seeing like a video of Rob Halford in like, I don't know, his underwear, like a bath towel or something like that. And you just realize like everybody's, you know,
just
doing the same thing. So it was really nice, to be honest. You know, we got a great album out of it. So
fuck yeah.
I feel bad saying it because it was so, so horrible for so many bands, but it was a really, really nice reset for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of bands actually used it for a reset, right?
Yeah.
Like there were some bands that didn't make it through it, unfortunately, but you know,
so many.
Yeah, but talking to a lot of them, right? What they did is they tried to figure out their online presence really and push that, which when shows came back really helped, you know, attendance for the shows, which I think looks like, you know, from seeing the people rolling in already, it looks like we're going to have a pretty good turnout tonight too, which I'm
hell
super
yeah.
Fucking excited for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good also when you get like a good promotion team and stuff like that, because sometimes you go to a place like, oh, I wish there were more people there, and sort of there's so many things outside of your control.
Yeah.
You know, and you can only push so much on your own.
Yeah.
Like with your own social media. So we just kind of do whatever. I do whatever feels natural on social media and try not to listen to any really fucking rules because I don't care.
Yeah. Rules are made to be broken, right? Yeah. That's fucking rock and roll. It's always been rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, you can't conform. Whatever it is, right? Social media or, you know, breaking the law. Breaking the law. You know, whatever. So how has, with the new album coming out in October, how has the response been? How do you guys see the responses being?
Amazing. I mean, there are definitely a lot more people coming out to shows. It's funny because of the feedback on it, all the songs that I thought that people were going to like the least end up being everybody's favorites. I mean, that's always good. I'm not a very good judge of my, Mark is actually very good at it. You know, usually I'll write riffs and be like, I don't want to use this. I mean,
like, we're using it.
So, but yeah, I mean, new album came out and it was really well received and we're happy with it. So that's really all that matters.
Yeah, it sounds fucking great, dude. I think it sounds great. I've been jamming it, like getting amped up for the fucking show. So I'm super stoked.
Appreciate it.
I think, you know, the bill is really fucking stacked tonight. You got Fairy Ring. Have you guys checked out Fairy Ring at all?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, everyone else is like, yeah, I fucking did.
Doing a little drummer world time.
Yeah, that's fine. So like they jam. Crop's a lot of fun.
I think, are they both on King Volume or just Fairy Crop, Ring?
Just Fairy Ring.
Gotcha.
So Crop, they have a vinyl getting ready to come out on Third House Communications, which is a local label.
Oh, cool.
I think that's coming out. I think we were just talking about it like May or June or something.
Nice.
So that'll be really cool. It's a really cool mock-up. It's like, it's a red and black like Smash.
Oh, nice. Sick.
Yeah.
I like that.
So they look really fucking cool. Maybe I'll pop a photo of that in there.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. I'm not going to keep you. I'm going to say thanks again. I greatly appreciate you guys, you know, taking a minute out. Go chill out, man. I'm super excited to see you all.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us the platform.
Fuck yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Here you go. Rock and roll.